Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pardon Will Live. I'm your host, David Lilly, a.k.a. Pardon Will. Go ahead and like and subscribe, you jabronis. You know the routine, all that good stuff. Thanks for tuning in tonight, hanging out with me on this wonderful Sunday. Nothing special going on this Sunday, just a normal Sunday, nothing out of the ordinary. I'm joking, moms. Happy Mother's Day. And if you're on the left, happy Birthing Person's Day. You know the jokes. I got jokes for days. What else can we mistakenly not call women who are moms? I don't know what else, whatever else the left has come up with. I don't even know what it's a politically correct thing. We're just going to say moms. Happy Mother's Day. Anyway, hope you're having a great Sunday. Hope you, everybody called your ma. Hope you didn't raise hell too much. You probably did as a kid. She doesn't need any more of that. I didn't even pull this up. I'm not even going to pull it up because I forgot to prepare this. But if you want to support this podcast, lifeline around. If you want to support this podcast, you can go to pardonwill.com and you can check out all the stuff I got there. Now, if you go to pardonwill.com/merch, has a whole list of my merch. I should have put that up. Oh, here. This guy. This Chuck Norris I got. This is not working out. Either way, it's a Chuck Norris t-shirt. You can buy that guy. Man, starting this podcast off doing great. I'm going to be honest, didn't prep very much for this. I've got a video clip we're going to watch. It's probably going to take too long. And it's probably not going to work. We're going to fumble through that too. No, I'm joking. It's going to work. We're going to have a good time. Didn't watch the whole clip. So it's going to be kind of like one of those premieres where we all watch it together. And we'll see what's going on with this thing. Apparently, Chris Cuomo has his own show again. And he's out here being like, I don't know anything about COVID. What do you know about COVID? None of the stuff I said is true, and things I said were true, and they're not true anymore, and they are true. So we're going to watch that clip, and then I want to get into a few other things. To be honest, I'm going to try to have fun tonight, because you guys know we like to have a good time at Pardon Will Live. But man, it's been a week. All of the things I want to talk about tonight, just stuff that pissed me off. So it's just going to be us talking about things that pissed me off. Probably pissed you off too, I'm going to assume. Let's pull this up. So it's a long clip. Let me get it up real quick. And for the first part of it, I am, let me see. I'm going to full screen this guy. For the first part of it, I'm going to leave it up like this, and then I'm going to split screen with it. So let's go and get started, shall we? So just a heads up. So this is part of the PBD, the Valuetainment podcast, whatever. Whatever that thing is, I don't know. I don't ever watch this, so I had to pull this clip up because I heard about it. And Chris Cuomo has now got a show on that. And this whole viral clip has been circulating. And so he gets asked about it because this is back in the day when he was on what is CNN. And he was going hard in the paint for them vaccines and how everybody should do their rifle party. And he's talking to this guy, Byron Donalds, who's a representative in the Senate, I think. I don't know. We're about to find out. Anyway, he's having a conversation with him of why Byron, old Byron here, was choosing not to get the vaccine. I don't understand why he wouldn't, but he chose not to, and he was leaving it up for you and your choice whether or not you can. And that did not like old Chrissy boy very much. So we're gonna watch this. I might pause it and then skip ahead, but we'll see. So here's what the conversation, and this is just fast forward, here's what the conversation looked like.
You talk to the CDC and the people who are in Florida at the Department of Health about whether or not they think you made a good choice. Because if your answer is just then, well, I don't care what they say, this is me, I'm an American. That is being dumb as a proxy for being bold. And I don't think it's a good message because, well, remember, it's not just you protecting yourself.
Let me say this.
It's you protecting me and other people from you. That's why you get vaccinated, not just for yourself. Important distinction. Go ahead.
Actually, the way vaccines work are to protect yourself. A vaccine basically gives you a special cocoon where you actually limit the worst harmful effects of the virus itself, or may not get it altogether, depending on your own personal physiology. So that's the way vaccines work. Now, to me personally, I did talk to a...
Hold on, real quick. Oh, Chris, I paused it, right? Perfect. Perfect pause. That's how I feel right now. But yeah, Byron Donalds is right. Spot on. And we know this now. Here's the thing. We've all known that. We've known this for a long time, but we haven't gotten anything out of anybody who spilled out the propaganda, right? Because that's what this episode, your mom's, and I know I put an apostrophe in the title. Don't assume. Who cares? Who cares about grammar? But your mom's propaganda. So we're going to be talking about propaganda. Anyway, Byron knew it back then. We all knew it back then. Most of us knew it back then. And if you didn't, you're like, hey, I didn't know, but you weren't on CNN unless you, you know, you're watching this and you're like, actually, yeah, no, I was on CNN. Unless you're Chris Cuomo and he's watching Pardonable Live right now. And he's like, no, that's me. We all knew it. And Chris over here, man, just the smug rudeness. But you know, if your blood shouldn't be boiling yet, but it's only gonna further this episode goes along. So anyway, let's continue.
A couple of doctors that I know about it, I told them I already had it and I'm 42. What do you think? And they said, yeah, you're fine. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. They didn't come and say, no, you have to do it because of everybody else. Because if other people want to be protected, they have access to vaccines. Go get the vaccine. I would never tell anybody not to get vaccinated. People, I do totally support it if that's what somebody chooses to do.
Byron, I'm with you.
I don't know why this is hard. It's that simple.
Listen, I totally agree with you. It is very simple. I think you're making it hard because you're seeing some kind of righteousness and a choice to do something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But again, that's your right. What I'm saying is something else. You're wrong about how vaccines work. You're only giving part of the prophylaxis, okay? The other aspect to why you take the vaccine is it also reduces, not completely, nothing is perfect, and certainly this vaccine is not, but it also reduces your ability to communicate the virus and make other people infected.
How'd that work out, everybody? Did that work out well? I don't know. You're thinking the thoughts, I'm not thinking them. That's you. That's on you. Anyway.
That part matters too.
Okay. Now that's resurfacing. We've had conversations. We've talked about COVID. Tom and I are talking about the long vaccine and what that's doing. A lot of my friends are going through it. And
long keep COVID. Hearing,
long, I'm long sorry, COVID. Long, not long vaccine. Forgive me. Long COVID. A lot of friends are talking.
I'm going to pause it real quick and I'm going to jump ahead. So basically he's talking about this clip and he's just, you know, wants to get Cuomo's answer because Cuomo's on this podcast with him. So he's going to want to talk about that. So I'm going to jump ahead real quick. So here's Cuomo. He's going to give his answer, and we're just going to kind of ride through this. I'm going to jump ahead real quick.
Comes on my show now. Okay. Why? Exchange of respect was never personal.
Oh,
I believe as a leader,
hold on.
At that time, you had a duty.
Let's see, where are we at? Let's jump to here.
What the hell is going on in my body? What's changed from that conversation with you and Byron to where you are today?
Well, a lot has changed. And a lot needs to change that hasn't. Here's what matters to me about the clip. Apology? Of course not.
Apology? Of course not. Why would I apologize? Why would I apologize to Byron? Why would I apologize to any of the people I lied to? Why wouldn't I apologize? He's going to go into this diatribe of an excuse of why you don't deserve an apology, even though this guy just spat in your face. I wouldn't say he's just spilling propaganda, just spat in your face. Nope, no apology. Doesn't need to. Here's the reason why.
Byron Donalds comes on my show now, okay? Why? Exchange of respect was never personal. I believe as a leader at that time, you had a duty to be thorough in what you were putting out there as opposed to just playing politics, okay? This was never as simple as vaccine good, vaccine bad. Politics made it that. And it put us into a toxic environment, no pun intended, where even today, there's no curiosity about the vaccine. You get a VAERS system, which is very imperfect, and you don't have robust government dialogue or investigation of the vaccine. You don't have political investigation of what happened during the pandemic, what was right, what was wrong, to Vinny's point about what's still continuing, about who wants to control what. Because they only see politics. They only see advantage. My concern is that the unknowns are now more dangerous than the knowns. So what's changed since then? I don't have long vaccine. People are saying
COVID.
I've admitted. No. Long.
Man, I want to comment over this, but I just want you to hear this. Because the more and more I've watched this partly through one time, and I was like, I despise this dude. So I just want you to watch. I'm going to keep going. He's going to talk about, because he apparently is injured, but we doesn't know what. But yeah, we're just going to keep watching this.
Long vaccine.
Oh, okay.
People are saying I've admitted that the vaccine hurt me. I have not admitted that. I don't know.
Why
that.
Would he?
Do I now he? Believe that we have data to support the fact that there are thousands of people who have had adverse effects that are not getting attention
let alone treatment. Yes. And I fault government for that. I do have what they...
I fault government for that. Which is going to... He's going to continue to go on this whole thing. He faults the government for that. I do too. Chris, me and you align. But how come my opinion was more spot on? And this is back in 2020. My opinion was way more spot on than old Chrissy Boy's here. And he's about to tell you why, because it goes into nonsense. But no, the buck never stops with these people. You know, I had a podcast during the COVID thing, right? I never came out with hard, you know, critiques, anything. I was talking about art and what the art scene was going to do and how people are going to go to art shows now that everything's locked down. That was mostly what I was focusing on, how people were handling as, you know, artists and musicians. That's what the podcast was about back then. But I never had to come out. But if I did, if I came out and was like, hey, this is what I think, you should definitely don't take them or definitely go take them. And I was wrong about it, I would have totally came, because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing. You know what the decency of a good person is when they make a mistake, they can own up to it. You know what's awesome about owning up to mistakes? That's it. You own up to it. Hey, I made a mistake. No one thinks you're perfect. But this, I'm going to keep it family friendly. I'm having a hard time keeping it. Whatever. This guy, he doesn't have to own up to it because he's a coward. He's just a coward, and that's what it is. But let's continue listening to this coward spew.
Call long COVID. Now, I say they call because the government, you know, it's funny. After that clip, I got called by government people bitching at me because I said that the vaccine wasn't perfect. So. Oh,
wow. They called me because I said the vaccine wasn't perfect. Now, you didn't pick up on that, Chris. At one point in time, you're like, hey, everybody get the vaccine. Vaccines are great. No, they're not perfect. Oh, hello. Hey, we're from the government, and you need to tamp down on that kind of rhetoric. That wasn't your first sign of being like, whoa, maybe I'm not thinking this one through. Maybe I'm not, because he obviously is like, well, I don't know. I don't know if these are it's the freaking Joe Scarborough thing over again. We're not doing Morning Joe this week. Morning Joe got replaced with this douchebag. That wasn't your first thing to go, hey, maybe I'm getting phone calls from the government on something might not be perfect. Bro, if the government, number one, hypothetically, vaccines were straight up, were perfect. What if they were perfect? Do you think the government knew about that? And if they, I'm assuming Chris was right. And he's like, well, I don't know if they were perfect. Cause I mean, what's the chances of something being perfect? But the government calls you and says, hey, don't you say that they're not perfect. Insinuating that the government, even though they're not perfect, the government wants everyone that's watching CNN to think they are. That should have been Chris's first thing. Like, well, let's pull the brakes on the rhetoric that I'm spewing. Because if they're telling me that it's perfect, even though we all know it's not, they're telling me to tell you, the person watching, that it is something. Something's amiss here. Oh, you know, some spidey sense should be going off, but not this idiot. This guy doesn't have 2 cents in his brain knocking around. All these, and the it was all political back then. No kidding, dude. No kidding. Was it all? Because it sure did seem like you were on one particular side of the party, just getting after it. Anyway, I'm trying to contain myself, but man, oh man, when I watched this, did I not want to throw my phone across the room? Anyway, let's continue because our brains haven't rotted enough.
That's where we were then. But they say, hey, Chris, easy on the long COVID. We don't know that it's a thing. We don't know. We're still trying to figure it out. It could be other things, autoimmune. So I'm saying my doctors say I have long COVID. I have the symptoms. They showed me my blood work, scared the bejesus out of me to see this glowing micro clot stuff that they see in my blood. That it really shook me up. So I'm doing all the protocols. My doctor, Terrain Health, they're an international consortium because they have to do it themselves because the government's not giving them any guidance. The vaccine is a really important conversation that's being ignored. I do not fault myself for telling people at the time what the government was giving us as best practices.
Okay. He just admitted, I don't fault myself. Straight up. Wouldn't take responsibility for anything. He ran, if he was driving outside your house right now and just crushed your puppy, just straight up ran the dog right over. But, you know, the roads were built here and I'm just, it's not my fault. I don't, you know why? You know, I'm gonna stop here. You want to know what I think about why he won't take false on that? Because I'm sure he has a hard enough time sleeping at night because those thoughts pop in. He's like, no. Remember, don't take responsibility for my actions or the things I did. I was just doing my job, because we've heard that so many times. Just doing my job. I'm not responsible for this. I think that's what it is. I think he tells himself that, and he thinks he can tell himself that as long as he needs to, so he can fall asleep at night. Because I really think this guy's not falling asleep at night. And I don't think it's from the long COVID that he has. I think it's from the long guilt, the long conscience. That would have been a better one. It's probably his long conscience that he has, if he has any of them at this point in time. But it does seem like he knows that he's on the run. Like, he knows, he's like, well, I've been caught with my pants down, like tubing or something, and I got to come up. At least I have a show with PB, and I'll answer these questions. I'm not going to give an apology, because I'm just a coward, and I don't care about you. I don't care about what I said, because I was just doing a job. Let's watch a little bit more, just in case you're not mad enough, in case you're just like, I'm kind of perturbed, but I'm not super mad. Let's just keep going.
People say, but your job is to question. On what basis? The basis of questioning early on was because I say so. Because you don't get to tell me what to do and not do.
Hmm.
Fine.
Wrong. The basis of questioning from the beginning was, it's already, you're going to come out with a vaccine. It was Trump's vaccine, Warp Speed, 6 months. You're going to come out with one, and you need not question it on the basis of, because I said so. That's what he said. He says that if you were like, hey, I'm a little hesitant about this thing, didn't it just come out? I'm not even sure if people are actually I know a ton of people who got the Rona, and they're fine in 3 days. Do we really need to be taken? No. That's because you said so, in my freedoms. That's what he's saying. He's saying if you questioned it, it's just off of no basis. You had no basis to question this thing whatsoever. None whatsoever. Because, I mean, how dare you? I mean, you watch CNN. They would have told you to question it. What is your wacky, MAGA supporting Trump neighbor over there? Maybe he's questioning it. How about the fact, old Chrissy boy, I don't know if anybody was alive in 2020. How about the fact that all of the Democrat people, when Trump came out with this warp speed vaccine, I remember one in particular, Kamala Harris, who was like, well, I don't know about taking this Trump's vaccine. I don't remember how many Democrat senators and governors came out and were like, I'm not taking it if it's Trump's vaccine. And so you have no basis to question this thing whatsoever, because it's what Cuomo said. Cuomo says that you don't need to, the only reason you question the vaccine is because you said so. It wasn't the fact that a ton of political figures came out at the time and were like, no, don't take that. Oh, wear a mask. No, don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. If you, these people think you're dumb. These people think you're an idiot. They think I'm an idiot. They think you're an idiot. They take no responsibility for their actions. And then they wonder why trust in media is collapsing. I think he's trying to do some kind of a damage control on his own reputation, and he's only digging himself a deeper hole. The guy's got issues, and he can't even admit that it was the vaccine. He's, I know it's long COVID. We don't know. Why would we question? I don't have any confirmed data. You didn't have confirmed data about that, except for ring, government calling you up and be like, no, they're perfect. Shut up and keep talking. That's the only data that you got back then, and you just spilled it out. But now that you don't have the data, or things are looking a little fishy, you can't commit to a friggin' answer. If he would have came out, if old Chrissy boy would have came out and been like, I was wrong at that time. I apologize for the things that we did, the things that I was responsible, just my part. I'm not part of the government. My brother was. It's not like I didn't have an insight into the government, except for my brother was. It's not that, it was COVID. We didn't really talk that much, except for my brother was on my show all the time, making jokes about Q-tips. So this guy has zero excuse, but he's still going to come up with them. These are the people in media. This is when I go, the only reason I do this Pardon Will Live is because I want you to see how stupid and clownish the media is, because they hate you and they think you're dumb. And what we do in response, we laugh. So every time they come out and he comes out, he's like, I want you to like me again. Laugh at him, because he's a clown. He's a clown. They're all clowns. And so this is just right up the Pardon Will alley. I want you to make sure you laugh at them. I like when you laugh at my jokes, because my jokes are funny. But tonight, we're going to laugh at these idiots, because they're hilariously dumb and they're dangerous. And, at this point in time, if you're not black-pilled too far into the ground, at least you can be clown-pilled. Just laugh at them, because it's all a joke to them. So let's make them a joke. That's my point. Let's see if he's got anything you got any more BS to yell in your face?
Fine, I say. You are right. I said it then. However, you can't expect to be everywhere and do everything that the government is controlling, because you're not going to. Your kids aren't going to be able to be in school, just like is true today in terms of what your state's vaccine protocol is. That was my point. What this guy and others want me to do is to say, I was wrong, the vaccine is bad. I'm not going to say that. The data is overwhelming.
Wrong. That's not what he wants. That's not what I want. That's not what you want. I don't need him to come out and be like, I'm sorry, I was wrong. The vaccine's, I don't need that. I don't even know if he, because number one, I don't think he believes it. I don't think he believes it. I think, and I don't think most people would anyway, but that's not it. He could have just stopped, hey, I'm sorry. I got information. I trusted the people that told me. Honestly, I wasn't sure. So I just went with the talking points. I apologize because I put a lot of people's lives at risk. I've separated families. I've created wars among siblings. I created, I fed into the machine that was slowly destroying the country. And I apologize. That would have been fine. You don't have to come out and be like, oh, I'm anti-vax. You don't have to do a full 180. You don't got to come out and be like, the election was stolen. You don't have to do none of that. No one needs you to do anything but sincerely apologize. And everyone on the other side, this is a good example. Everyone on the, well, no, I take that back. Not everybody on the other side, but the majority of people who went through that and were ostracized and kicked on the backlist for not doing anything like taking a vax. All those people that lost their jobs, all those people that got shunned, all those people that got called idiots and dangerous, they're going to kill grandma. All those people just made an assessment on the fly about their own health, their own judgments, and they got booted for that. All those people are still kind-hearted people enough to where they'd be like, you know what? This Cuomo guy seems like this apology was somewhat sincere. We'll give it to him. I won't criticize him. If he would have done that, I would have forgave him because it's my Christian duty, but I would have never forgot. I would have used this as a lesson. If anything, COVID, that whole year was dumb. It was awful. No one liked it. Well, except for the people that made a ton of money. They liked it, but nobody, I don't know who made a ton of money. Definitely not. Oh, wait, no, this guy made a ton of money. Pretending he was in his basement while biking around New York City, whatever. A while back, like a few years ago, there was an article written, I think it was in the Washington Post, where it says, now that we know the truth, is there amnesty? Should all the people that were lost their jobs, all the people got labeled anti-vaxxers, all the Joe Rogan fans, all the people taking ivermectin were called horses, all that stuff from everybody. Shouldn't we have amnesty? Shouldn't we start to forgive and forget? No. And the forgive part, I was like, that's going to be hard. Forget? Never. Never going to forget this. I'll never, to the day I die, I'm going to be on my deathbed. People surrounding me like, oh, David, do you have any last words? I'm like, never forget the clowns that touted this stuff out. And look, full disclosure, maybe you got caught. I have no problems with the average person living in a world that they're used to. It's CNN. It's trusted news. Like, this is, I grew up thinking the news thing was true. We all grew up. So if you were like, no, I didn't know I was on board. I just hook, line, and sinker. I don't fault you at all. I don't fault you at all. It's all of this stuff. These people I hold great contempt for. I don't know what to do with them. Anyway, starting pardon, we'll live off on a spiel. Let's get rid of this thing real quick. I'm done with old Chrissy boy. I just figured, that would be a good way to fire up. I'm sorry, not a lot of jokes, just me ranting about how much, but that's just an insight to how my week started. Watching that and just being like, I don't know how. Look, I want things to go back to normal. I'm just one of those people that I don't think it will. I think our trust in our institutions has been so destroyed. And this is coming from a guy who never really had trust in them that much. I was never a big news watcher. And I'm even not much of a news watcher. I keep finding my stuff on Twitter. I don't watch news. I got my own stuff going on. I'm way too busy. But I know a lot of people do. And I feel most of my stuff comes from feeling bad about a lot of people I know that were like, I just kind of want things to go back to 2010 or whatever the thing that was when things felt normal politics, institutions felt trustworthy. There was a definitely a one-tier justice system. we all had trust in the government to a certain extent. You know, if they're gonna put people in danger, it's gonna be overseas. It's definitely not gonna be us and all that stuff. I feel bad for those people because I don't think that world. I don't think this genie got let out of the bottle. I don't think there's any way to get it back. But the one thing I do like is because I don't think COVID was the first time everyone was lying to us. I think it happened a long time ago. I think that's just normal. And I just don't know if people woke up to it. So COVID was awful. I do not want that to ever happen again. But there is one thing, one silver lining out of that dark, dark coronavirus cloud. And that's that most people woke up. Most people started seeing these people as clowns, these Chris Cuomos, these Joe Scarboroughs, these media pundits. We started to look at them being like, you guys are dumb. To cherry on top, and this is why this thing keeps boiling up, because it's not as if they would let it go. And I'm not going to pull the tweet up. I'm just going to make a quick mention of it. So like in 2001, right before Christmas, matter of fact, I looked up the tweet before it was, before I did the show, I looked up the tweet and it was from December 16th. It was a media press from the White House itself. And it was just talking about, you know, safety precautions. Make sure, because it's winter, there's an uptick in viruses going around. So make sure you get your booster. And if you haven't gotten it, and then this is from the White House, said, if you haven't gotten it, be prepared for a winter of sickness and death, an overcrowding of hospitals, your family members being in danger, basically saying like, hey, I know it's Christmas around the corner, holiday cheer, except for all you unvaxxed lunatics, you ultra right MAGA unvaxxers, you better buckle up for a winter of death and illness. That came from the White House. And I'll never forget reading that and being like, this has got to be a parody. No way they would come out and take like half the country and go, you are going to, you know what the funny thing is? Guess what? Nothing. No, just a nothing burger of a winter of illness and death. And I'm thankful for that. But what I'm more thankful for is I hope most people look at this administration, especially this one, this old Biden-Harris administration, and just the contempt for these people and this whole regime just continues to grow and grow and grow. These people, I don't know how to not go off with a tinfoil hat and be like, don't trust the government. But seriously, I don't know how you don't second guess anything that comes out of that place at this point in time. And that's not even tackling all the other stuff that comes out of that place or all the people that they hire that are stealing luggage out of airports or, you know, doing you knows what on the Senate floor and putting it on OnlyFans. None of that stuff. We don't even have to bring that up, or the Coke in the library or anything like that, or, you know, boxes and Corvettes. We don't have to do any of that stuff. Just focus on the one thing. This, if I'm a one issue voter, and I might be, it might be in the 2020, that 2021 year. You know, even in 2020, I didn't vote because I wasn't really not super political. That was probably the time where I started to get political, was right at COVID. Not because I was like, oh, this all of a sudden interests me. It was because these things started tapping into my life. I'm fairly an isolationist. I'm off in my own world. Like I said, every episode, like I'm more concerned with culture stuff and community, and I could care less about politics. This stuff doesn't rev my engines, but 2020 changed, and I'll never forget being like, well, Biden got back in, all these Trump or Biden, they're all the same. It's political. It's all the same stuff again. None of this stuff ever changes. Nothing's really going to change. It's never going to matter. And boy, was I wrong. 2021 was personally just dumb from the things that I saw coming out. And then it only got worse. It only got worse. And then I started realizing, oh my God, if it can get this bad, what was Trump holding back? Because I don't know, it could have gotten bad worse if Hillary would have got in. I guarantee. You guys think World War III is on the precipice now? We would have been through it already had Hillary got voted in 2016. But that's just another rant. Do I know that for sure? No, that's my opinion. If that's not true, I guarantee you when I'm on PBD Valuetainment and old Patrick Bet Davies pops me and goes, hey David, here's a clip from Pardonable Live where you said that, you know Hillary, if she would have got voted in World War III, and that never happened when she did get, but whatever, I don't know how this would work, I don't, time travel, whatever, I'll apologize. I'll be like, hey, this one time I ragged on Hillary for starting World War III, that was uncalled for, she's a great person, I'll come out and apologize. But until then, I'm gonna stick to my guns, because it's not unbiased. I've seen what these people do. I've seen what Democrats like to do. And for being the anti-war party, they sure do like blowing people up. Maybe not blowing people up. They just like to give guns and leave guns and, you know, send aid and leave aid, you know, randomly and just leave people in Afghanistan and stuff like that. They all like to do that stuff. So anyway, if you haven't noticed yet, were things better 4 years ago? Yep. How are you liking, if you're going to ask me how you liking this Biden regime so far, two thumbs down. Anyway, two thumbs down. Happy Mother's Day. That's that segment. Speaking of winners of illness and death, let's talk about Christmas. So, I mean, I know it's not summertime, it's not Christmas, but winner of death just made me start thinking about Christmas and things people are giving out. I'm going to delete this real quick. I'm going to share with this. This was a post. Oh, since you guys think, you might think like I'm a MAGA partisan person, I'm going to rag on Trump for a little bit. Here is a post from his True Social, then posted on Twitter. I'm going to bring this up. So this is what Trumpy Boy had to say this week, and we're going to talk about how dumb this is. I'm going to leave this up, and we're going to read it out to you. So this is Donald Trump post from his True Social. This happened this week. The new FBI building should be built in Washington, D.C., not Maryland. He's so mad that they're thinking about building in Maryland. I don't know why. And be the centerpiece of my plan to totally renovate and rebuild our capital city in the most beautiful and safest anywhere in the world. The FBI must be in walking distance to the DOJ building because they don't work together enough. In that the DOJ and FBI have worked too closely together. Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Let me reread this. The FBI must be in walking distance to the DOJ building in that the DOJ and FBI have to work closely together. Dude, they're working very close together against you. Anyway, let's continue to see. A two-minute walk to a meeting is far better than a traffic-laden two-hour drive. Bro, that traffic-laden two-hour drive probably saved you a ton of money. Anyway, driving in Greenbelt, Maryland. Likewise, having the FBI in D.C. is important for ending violent crime, which I will do quickly. Donald Trump, True Social, at 7:39 p.m. May 7th, 2024. Anyway, I wanted y'all to see that because at the end of the day, there are no heroes. There's no heroes, people. I want you to know that because I want you to just, if you're going to leave this episode with anything, God, I even look sad in the eyes. Like, God, I'm looking at myself in the screen. I'm like, God, I look so sad. Bro, there are no heroes. These people are, no one's coming to save you. No one's going to come save you. And just when you're like, hey, this person seems to be doing all the right things, here's a wild card right out of nowhere. Bro, Trump wants to Merry Christmas gift a building to the FBI because they're working so hard coming after him. And I know what a lot of MAGA people are like, David, it's 7D chess. Bro, I don't think it's 7D chess. I don't know. For me, it seems like Trump is going, hey guys, I know you guys are like investigating everything, like every time I fart, but what if I give you a new building? Can you guys pull it back a little bit? That's what it feels like. It feels like he's trying to bribe the FBI from stop chomping down his neck. Dumb move. Here's the thing. If Trump thought this on the toilet to himself, and he's like, maybe this would be a good idea. Sure. Maybe it's a smart move. And I don't know. I don't know politics. I'm not, you know, hanging out with Trump. He's not telling me all the inside scoop, but maybe it was a good idea. You know, would have been a better idea? Not posting that on True Social for the world to see. That would have been an even better idea. Going back. So I was listening to a lot of people talk about how MAGA is a cult, and a lot of conversations about cults were having this week for some weird reason. And they're like, MAGA is a cult. And I'm like, man, I don't know anybody. Hold on. Let's pull this. I don't know anybody who thought this was in the MAGA side. I don't know anybody. There's not a single person except for maybe Democrats who liked this tweet. Let's pull this back up real quick. We're going to take a look. Let's see what the comments are. We have this guy says, give the FBI a new building in D.C. After all the complaining about the swamp, it's true. Really, Trump really does stand for absolutely nothing. The Mises Caucus, these people I like a lot. The FBI should be abolished, not reinvigorated. Here. That's totally true. Here's a sticker. Only one. Okay, so this is just some spam, some Trump spam. I like this one. Are you I don't know if I can say that on YouTube. These are the people going after you, for real. F the FBI. They need to be dismantled. Is this satire? It better be. WTF, your support rewarding the FBI that set up the J6 is actively coming after Trump? How about Trump downsizes all three-letter age? That would be a good idea, but he's not doing that. He's giving him a new building. The issue is that most people who live in D.C. are lobbyists, corrupt government bureaucrats. Their power must be dissolved and returned to the states. Now, there's a smart person be like, well, what if we... I mean, not smart. We should abolish the FBI. But he's saying, oh, and sorry to all the feds that are watching me right now. They're like, oh, man, David's offing to give our jobs again. He doesn't want us to have them. It's true, I don't. But this guy... he's not even going my route. He's saying, hey, what if we just split them up? Let them be closer to their families out in their states. And that's what we need. A ton of FBI locations all over the country. Rare L. At least he's been. He's like, hey, it's an L. The people love Trump, but they don't want this. Trump should talk to Vivek again about it. See, I love that last comment. Because here's the thing about the whole MAGA movement. I know everyone says that, you know, it's Trump's the center. He's the idol. It's a cult and they worship Trump. That tells you that they don't. Even MAGA people will sit back and be like, God, what's that? That was dumb. Why is he doing this? And then all of them are leaning like, dude, he should talk to Vivek. Because we all know Vivek would literally came out and was like, I think we should just downsize, get rid of this, start just, you know, Afueta and chopping blocks and getting rid of all kinds of agencies. So all the MAGA people are being like, oh man, that's a bad take. What do we do? Well, let's stick with it. Maybe he won't do something stupid like give him a new building. Boy should talk to Vivek. See, there you go. Here's the thing. So I don't know how many times I got to repeat this on the podcast. So my political leaning, just so you know, from here on out, if I got to say this again, I don't know how many times. So technically, I'm an independent. Not a Republican, never been, never signed up, didn't really get political. Most of my leanings, at least policy-wise, are on the libertarian side. That's why I hang out with them. That's why I talk to them on my podcast. That's why most of the people that I like, that policy-wise, are libertarian. I like them. We're going to talk about them here in a little bit because I've got tons of things to talk about them this week, too. Everybody's just crashing and burning this week. Anyway, definitely not a Democrat. At one point in time, I could have been like, I guess I understand them. I don't even understand them now. I don't even get it. Like, it's off. And every time I talked to them, I was like, well, let me hear out a good Democrat. You know, I know a few. Let me just hear what they're saying. They're like, the Orange man, if he gets an office, it's going to be tyranny. He's never going to let it go. Even though he did already, even though it wasn't tyranny, whatever. Their whole thing is like, we just can't have Trump because if we get Trump as a president, it's going to be a tyranny. We already had 4 years of him, bro. Like, I don't know what maybe they think maybe it's just a telltale sign. They know that, like, oh my God, all of the agencies are going after this guy. If he gets into presidency, he's going to straight up destroy everything that we've built. And so maybe they're a little fearful that Trump might actually pay attention. But no, now Democrats don't have to be. Now they know if Trump gets into office, new buildings for everybody. CIA, you want a new building? ATF, how about you? You need a new building to bury all those dead dogs you keep shooting in front of people's houses? He might just give everybody. Oh, I probably should have opened up chat. We'll get there in just a little bit. I don't know what to do. Anyway, Trump's getting into the building. I think everybody should take everything with a grain of salt. Man, it's disappointing when Trump does something like this because I think he's got great potential. I enjoy him going to the LP convention, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And I enjoy all of that, but these people aren't heroes. They're just people. They're just politicians doing politician things. And bad takes. Everybody gets a bad take. I've got a ton of them. All you watch this podcast, you know I've got a ton of bad takes. And so that's just, it is what it is. People have bad takes. So anyway, that's my statement on that. Trump's not perfect. That was super dumb. I really hope he doesn't follow through with that if he gets in. But with him stout and stuff like this, like, hey, FBI, I'll give you a new building. Maybe he might actually be president because then, you know, maybe they won't lock him up because they're like, if we lock him up, we don't get our new C-suites. Anyway, moving on. We got this comment here. We're going to check it out. We've got Michael Giuliano coming back in. It's a 7-year-old Anne in Ohio said, buy Pardonwill merch for Mother's Day. No kidding. Totally true. Totally true. Definitely 7 years old. Hey, Ann, thanks for tuning in to the Pardonwell podcast. And she's right. If you want to support this podcast, go to pardonwell.com/merch, buy a t-shirt, buy like the one I'm wearing, the Chuck Norris with the machine guns. Go buy that, support the podcast. Fuel my bad takes every Sunday, 8:30-ish. Oh, anyway. All right. So we're going to end it out with this. I'm going to try not to just been, I said I've been fired up this week, guys. No lie. So not only is Trump, and I talked about this last week, Trump's got invited to the LP National Convention. He's going to be going. RFK's in now. He's going to be part of it. And Ramaswamy, old Vivek's showing up and doing a debate. And I think the Libertarians are going to throw up a few of their vice president candidates, like Clint Russell. I like Clint a lot. Super smart guy. I think Dave Smith might debate. Love that idea. I still kind of wish they'd throw Ron Paul in there. I'd like to see geriatric versus geriatric, Ron Paul versus Trump. That would be amazing. Throw Kennedy in there too. Let all the old guys hash it out. I know who's going to win on the inside of that. Spoiler alert, it would be Ron Paul. But I would love to see that. A ton of libertarians, and man, did I get in some Twitter fights this week, guys. I was unhinged, tweeting up a storm. My thumbs are sore. A large portion of the libertarians hate this. They absolutely hate it. They were so mad that their convention got defiled by all of these people that are not libertarians, don't have libertarian ideals, are coming. A few of them in the, you know, the upper, the chairs, all that stuff, a few other people were like, no, you guys are, did podcast, did spaces about this, talking about, no, this is a good tactic. So I'm going to say my piece on this because I can't argue about this on Twitter anymore. I'm going to go nuts. I love the libertarians. I love them. I think they're super smart. I think they're a bit autistic, and I only say that because they seem to be right about all patterns of reality. They're very good with systems. They understand how things work mechanically. They understand stats. They get it. They understand, like, oh, I've read all these books. They have, when they say they've read the books, they've read the books. Super smart people. No street smarts whatsoever. None. Just book smart all the way. Gun smart. They got all that. They know how to survive in the woods because they're just, it's built into them. They know how to grow their own plants. Could not have a conversation with you on a normal basis about football. Not good with that. Baseball, I don't even like football, and I could do a better job. They don't understand street smarts is what I'm figuring out. They're a bit on the lower end of the spectrum on that. And here's why. Trump, Vivek, RFK, all these big names coming to the LNC. I don't care how you spin this. I don't care if you're like, well, the RNC would never invite. Actually, they'll never invite a libertarian, or the DNC would never invite a libertarian to speak. I don't know why we're inviting all these people. No kidding. They're not going to invite a libertarian to speak because it wouldn't do anything for them. Like, it's not going to build their platform up. Be like, oh my God, the libertarians showed up. All these news cameras showed up with them. We got, you know, media attention. No, they already have that. The libertarians don't. So any way you spin this as if it's a bad idea, it's just not true. I understand where you're coming from. But you're coming from a purist avenue, like this whole thing. But like, none of these are, it should be only for libertarians. You should, if you're going to be at the LNC and speaking, you should only be speaking on libertarian things. We've done that. I mean, you guys have done that for years now. How's that working out? It's just a club. Like, I saw a bunch of comments. Like, it's just a social club at this point in time. Everybody once a year comes together, or once every 4 or whatever. They all come together and like, hey, man, you like your freedom? I like my freedom. Yeah. How do we get more freedom out there? I don't know. Grassroots. Vote local. Absolutely. Absolutely right. You know, and what if we invite Trump to our RNC? No. That's bad. Why? Why is that bad again? Oh, we're selling our principles. Your principle for what? To lose? You guys like not having people look at you? You like not, you know, your are your principles that you're so isolationist, you don't even want the country to know about you? You don't want, your policies are so awesome that you prefer all the MAGA people not even know about them? Is that your principle? You're the party of principle that you prefer no one even pay attention to you? That's it. That's your stance. That's your stance. You think it's such a great idea. It's been working for so long now. You guys have been going for years, decades. It's like, oh yeah, we keep having these things and slowly chipping away at the uniparty. You want to go back to that? I made this post, and a lot of people are mad because this Mises caucus took over the chair. These are the people making these decisions, bringing Trump in. Genius ideas. look, no libertarian's going to go to that convention. Trump's going to show up and be like, we're going to have the greatest presidency. And they're like, oh my God, I'm voting for that guy. These are all libertarians. If anything, we're going to get some good debates. We're going to get some good conversations and a hopefully coalition building. I'd like to see a little bit of that. I would like to see the RNC bring a libertarian in. And here's why. Because if MAGA crowd was smart, which we just had a conversation about Donald Trump not being smart, so I don't know if this would happen, but whoever runs that RNC, if they were smart, they would actually invite the libertarian candidate to speak on their stage. Why? David, why would they do that? They're not Republicans, they're libertarians. Because that might actually make room for independents like this guy to come to your party. Because it looks like a cool olive branch extended to the Libertarian Party. It looks like the Republicans and the Libertarians are all standing back with this Biden regime going like, it's so bad, I would take either one right now. Just not what we have. If the RNC was smart, they would do that. Because specifically, they could pull independents just by having a Libertarian show up. That would be a smart move on them. I don't think they'll do that because they're too far up their own butts. But it would be a smart move. There is no downside to this. I don't see a downside to Trump, Vivek, all of them coming to debate. And I don't understand how it could be. Now, the argument I heard was hardcore libertarians being like, we want nothing to do with these authoritarians. I got a ton of kickbacks being like, you just like licking the boot. You're happy about this. You just like people ruling over you. These are dumb takes. And I feel bad that I actually entered into them. On top of the Christmas theme, this was my analogy. Let me give you an example. Here's how it felt watching this. You guys know those like stories, and I'm using Christmas again. Please don't mess this analogy up like everyone on Twitter kept doing, low IQ people. You know, Chris birthday. Let's just use birthday because Christmas gift kind of confused a ton of people. Birthday gift. You know when a kid gets a gift and they open it up, but it's not exactly what they want, and like, this isn't what I want. Just Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, like, I didn't get what I want. Even though it's the same thing, just slightly off, they throw a fit about, and you're like, bro, like, it's still good. It's still good. It might not be the name brand, but it's still decent. And that kid turns out to look like a snotty little brat that's entitled. That's what all those libertarians now look like, at least to me. All you libertarians out there are like, this is terrible, Trump showing up. You look like a snotty little brat. That you too stuck in your own realm, that you think your social group is so cool and kick ass. You know, we're libertarians for freedom. We don't need anybody. And you couldn't even take this one win. Like, yeah, I get it. It feels like it's a defiling. It's authoritarian, blah, blah. I get it. But you didn't have, you can't do the same thing every year and expect anything different. And so this was a cool out of the box thing that the Mises Caucus, the chair, Angela McCarl, she did. She pulled this off. I'm very proud of them. I'm also proud of those people sticking to their guns and coming back and buttons like, no, this is a good thing. And it's a good thing in the long run for libertarians. I'm just afraid these libertarian people don't see that. And a lot of these people, I love, don't get me wrong, I'm still friends with all these people. I'm not Chris Cuomo-ing these people. I'm not going to just be like, to hell with them. I still love them all. I think they're smart. I still think they're smarter than me. But when it comes to street smarts tactic politically, they should take this win. And even if they want to just heckle Trump the whole time, you can do that. But you might look dumb. But again, I'm an independent. I'm not cool enough to be a full-on libertarian. Again, that's the big argument in Libertarian Party. Who's a real libertarian? You don't love freedom enough. You know, I don't even know how to scale that anymore. So I'm not a libertarian because I don't know what it takes to be one. Not a MAGA guy because stupid stuff Trump does all the time. I'm going to call it out. I'm off of my own world, just watching people fall apart. Anyway, this was me ranting for an hour. I'm so sorry, guys. We should have had way better jokes. It's been a stupid, frustrating week watching people collapse over bikes and fall downstairs politically all over the place. So a lot of fails, fail. Everybody's canceled. Everybody failed this week, myself included. I'm just going to chalk it up. Me too. It's probably all my fault. See, Chris Cuomo, that's how you take responsibility for not even your actions, other people's. That's how I feel. I hope this week goes better. I don't see how it can't. Not a high bar to beat out last week. I would like to see more different people showing up to the Libertarian Convention. Love to see a Biden show up. That'd be great. Him fall asleep in the middle of a debate would be astronomical. Love that. I mean, that's not happening this week. That'll happen the week after. But would like to see that. But other than that, I'm so sorry. It's been a stupid week. So here's a stupid episode to bow tie this one off. Anyway, I love you guys. I think you guys are great. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and like and subscribe. Do this. We'll be back next week, 8:30-ish, like I normally am. Super late. Go to pardonwell.com/merch. Buy a t-shirt. Buy this t-shirt. Not this one exactly. Well, maybe this one. Maybe I'll just mail it to you. Do all that stuff. Like and subscribe. Comment, share. You know the routine. And I'll see you guys back here next week. Bye, guys.